And one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls came and spoke to me, saying, Come, I will show you the condemnation of the great prostitute sitting on many waters, with whom the rulers of the earth fornicated, and from the wine of her fornication the inhabitants of the earth became drunk. And he carried me away in the spirit into a desert, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and ten horns, and was full of blasphemous titles. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. In her hand she was holding a golden cup, full of abominations and the filth of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of the prostitutes and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And seeing her, I was struck with great wonder. And the angel said to me, Why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast with the seven heads and the ten horns that is supporting her. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and goes to destruction. And the inhabitants of the earth will wonder, everyone whose name is not written in the scroll of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast, because he was, and is not, and will have come. Here is the intelligence with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits, and are seven rulers. Five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come. And whenever he comes, he must remain for just a short time. And the beast which was and is not, even he is an eighth, is also of the seven, and goes to destruction. And the ten horns which you saw are ten rulers, who have not yet come to power, but receive authority to rule for 1 hour with the beast. These are of one mind, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he says to me, The waters which you saw, where the prostitute sits, are races and crowds and nations and tongues. And the ten horns that you saw and the beast, these will hate the prostitute, and will leave her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh, and will consume her with fire. For God has set their hearts to serve his purpose, and to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city, she that has a kingdom over the rulers of the earth. After this I saw another angel coming down from heaven with great authority, and the earth was enlightened by his glory. And he cried out with a strong voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons, and a refuge for every unclean spirit, and a hiding place for every unclean and detested bird, because all the nations drank from the wine of the passion of her fornicating, and the rulers of the earth fornicated with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich on the strength of her lust for luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you do not take part in her sins, and so that you do not receive from her plagues, because her sins have piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her wicked deeds. Pay her as indeed she paid out, and give her double in proportion to her deeds. Mix her double in the cup in which she mixed. As much as she glorified herself and lived in luxury, by that much give her torment and sorrow. Since she says to herself, Queen I sit, and am not a widow, and sorrow I certainly do not see, so in one day will come her plagues, pestilence and sorrow and famine. And with fire she will be consumed, for strong is the Lord God, the one condemning her. And the rulers of the earth, those who fornicated with her and lived in luxury, will weep and mourn for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing from a distance through fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your punishment came. And the merchants of the earth weep and sorrow for her, because no one buys their cargo any more, cargo of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of scented wood and every object of ivory and of very costly wood, of brass, of iron and of marble, and cinnamon and spice, perfumes, ointment and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and corn, cattle and sheep, horses and carts, bodies and souls of men. And the ripe fruit of the lust of your soul went away from you. Yes, all the rich and shiny things vanished from you, and never again shall they find them. The merchants of these things, those who became rich from her, will stand from a distance through fear of her torment, weeping and sorrowing, saying, Woe, woe, the great city! She that was clothed with fine linen and purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great wealth was made desolate. And every ship's master, and all the passengers and sailors, and all who work on the sea, stood from a distance, and seeing the smoke of her burning, they cried out, saying, Who is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and weeping and sorrowing, they cried out, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, from whose wealth all those with ships on the sea became rich, for in 1 hour she was made desolate. Be glad over her, heaven, and the saints and the apostles and prophets, for God has condemned her on your verdict. And one strong angel picked up a stone like a great millstone, and threw it into the sea, saying, Like this with fury Babylon the great shall be thrown, and never again be found. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flutists and trumpeters will never be heard in you again, and all the craftsmen of every craft will never be found in you again. And the sound of a mill will never be heard in you again, and the light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your charms, and in her was found blood of prophets and of saints, and of all those who have been slain on the earth. After this I heard what was like a great sound of a vast multitude in heaven, saying, Alleluia! The salvation and the glory and the power of our God! How true and just are his judgments! Because he has condemned the great prostitute, who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged the blood of his servants on her. And secondly they said, Alleluia! Her smoke goes up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, the one seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia! And a voice came out from the throne, saying, Praise our God, all his servants, and you that fear him, the small and the great.